You're listening to Vatican Radio.
An EgyptAir flight from Paris to Cairo with 66 passengers and crew on board crashed into the Mediterranean Sea off the Greek island of Crete early this morning. Egypt's aviation minister said the crash was more likely caused by a terror attack than technical problems. John Carr reports.
Greek television has reported that pieces of debris have been located midway between Crete and Egypt in the Mediterranean Sea, where EgyptAir Flight 804 disappeared in the early hours of this morning. According to the report, a Greek Navy frigate found at least two large, brightly coloured plastic objects floating on the sea surface. The speculation is that they could be life jackets or other cabin equipment. The location is consistent with where the plane vanished from radar screens just after leaving Greek airspace. Athens Air Traffic Control said there had been no response from the EgyptAir Airbus A320 when it was contacted in its final moment in Greek airspace. Greece's Defence Minister, Panos Kamenos, added that Greek radar showed the plane suddenly making sharp turns and diving, apparently spiralling down out of control. Greek officials haven't speculated about the cause of the plane's disappearance, but media sources appear to agree with the Egyptians that a terrorist act is looking more likely. Meanwhile, the sea and air search for more clues goes on. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.